from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I was thinking more about this Royals team. Look, frustrating game last night. We're going to get back into that in just a minute. What happened in that game last night? Still in the playoff spot. Trade deadline is now, what, like 5 days away? It's next Tuesday? So, like, we are right around the corner for it. According to multiple reports, things are starting to heat up in the trade department a little bit across Major League Baseball, and things are finally starting to kick in. I think if you are deciding how much the Royals should spend on this deadline, you have to ask yourself the fundamental question. And you know what made me think of this? Jeff Passan was on, he was on an ESPN show. I very rarely watch ESPN, but he was on an ESPN show, I can't remember which one now. And he was talking about how the Orioles don't have to do anything. The Orioles are so loaded for so long with everyone under control. They don't have to feel some infinite pressure to get the deal done this year. Their window of opportunity is massive, and it is. And so I ask myself the same question. How long is the window of this level of winning for the Royals open for sure? And sadly, I think the answer is only 2 years. Now, it could extend longer because Vinny and Bobby are young, massive. Like, they got a lot of young. The starting rotation is currently constructed. The reason why they are in a playoff, the single biggest reason, they're in a playoff spot this year, their rotation, has only maybe one known commodity in it after 2 years. We don't know if Brady Singer is going to get traded at the end of the year. That's been something that's been brought up before. He also just doesn't, he's not under contract for that much longer. Seth Lugo can opt out of his contract after one more season after this one. Walker can be done after this year. Cole Reagans is not locked up long-term with this team. The entire starting rotation could be completely different 2 years from now. And if that's the answer, kind of makes me want to be more aggressive at the deadline. I'll be honest. The window of winning is not a guarantee after 2 years unless you can tell me what your plan for starting pitching is after 2 years.
But isn't that argument, though, what you're saying and the way you're laying it? Does that mean that if the team is in a position like this again next year, isn't then next year the year you're aggressive? Unless you think Seth Lugo is just falling off the face of the earth next year. Look, I don't know if he's going to have as good of a year as he's having this year. That's asking a lot.
That would be cool. I'd be fine with that.
Does he regress a little bit next year? Maybe. I think probably he's a safer bet. But I don't think he's falling off a cliff. And so with what you're saying about the opt-outs that are looking into the future a little bit, and it's not that far in the future, then wouldn't it set up where next year you can make the stronger argument that you should be aggressive? Because then that could be the... like Seth
By next year, I might have a longer answer, though. Maybe I lock up Reagans. Maybe I sign Singer.
Fine.
You know.
But then you have some more clarity at that point. But Seth Lugo, after next season, he has a player option, and he'll be 36. Mm-hmm. And so if he has another really good year...
He's not a long-term answer no matter what, really.
Right. But it's a $15 million $15 million option. Now, because of his age, if he's not great next year, then he'll gladly take the $15 million.
If he has another good year, then he's
even
gone.
At 36, he'll be gone. Michael Wacha after this year, we'll see. I mean, what his decision making is.
At this point, you'd think he'd probably pick up the option. The only guys who are guaranteed to be in the rotation 2 years from now, in my opinion, are Cole Reagans and Alec Marsh. And that's if Alec Marsh.
I don't even know if Alec Marsh is guaranteed.
Only if he continues. He's a lock if he's good enough. Does that make sense?
Of course.
He's in the rotation. Yeah. If he's good enough. He's under contract long enough. All of those things. And then you're taking guesses at who's in the minors. Like if you think Frank Mazzucato's coming up or Champlain or some of the other guys who might be available. You just don't know. Just don't know.
I mean, Chris Bubich next year could factor in.
Also, yeah, sure.
Kyle Wright
of
coming off the injured list. That's a complete wild card, but could also turn out to be another great pickup that the Royals organization under this current regime has made. That could be the guy we're talking about, like we are Cole Reagans to a certain extent. I'm not saying he's going to be an all-star, but just in terms of, hey, you made a move and you didn't really have to give up a whole lot, and suddenly this is a guy that can be a big piece of your rotation.
The window on the offense is longer, I'll admit. Maybe that helps your case. 2 years from now, Savvy's still going to be on this roster. I don't see any way he doesn't just play out 4 more years of the Royals at this point. So Savvy will be on.
But what's the production level at that point?
But I'll just assume it's still productive enough that they're keeping him on the roster, if that makes sense. Bobby Wood Jr. will still be on this roster. I think Vinny Pasquantino will still be on this roster. And then, yeah, there's more unknowns, but so many of these guys are young and controllable and... You know, it just feels more predictive in a way than the rotation, which I don't know.
So you think they need to be more aggressive? I'm surprised.
In a way, yeah.
I look at this to me
because I'm not sure what the window is.
It's lining up more for next year. Then if this team is still in a very similar spot, I don't think knowing right now what it looks like the market is, which is a seller's market, and it might always be that now with the extra wild card spots. Every trade deadline might end up being a seller's market just because so many teams are in it. Right now it's pretty evident looking how close teams are in the AL and the NL. It's a seller's market, and so it's challenging to go out and acquire pieces without giving up a whole lot. Like this is not 15 where it was. You know, 15, you were that close to winning a World Series. You were a piece away. Got to be aggressive to go find your utility man that can play everywhere. That's not the feeling. We all agree they need bullpen help. We would like another bat. But are they going to be able to acquire anybody that's putting them over the hump there? I don't think the answer is there. Like, there's no bullpen arm they're trading for that's just going to automatically plug in and be their closer. If they go and get another bullpen arm, it's going to be another guy that we're like, oh, he can kind of factor into the seventh.
And you have to look him up a little bit. You're like, what are his numbers?
And you're going to be nervous still at times. He's not going to be flawless because that guy doesn't exist. You're not getting Kenley Jansen. You know what I mean? You're not whoever you think is the best closer in baseball, right? You're not getting Class A. He's on the Guardians, not trading them. That guy doesn't exist.
I don't think
Class A is available.
You don't think Class A is available?
Something tells me they're going to hold on to that guy. Something tells me.
Also, I don't think Kenley Jansen's getting traded off the Red Sox.
That's what I'm saying. That's just like, those guys aren't, maybe there's one name that you're like, he could come in instantly. Well, that means the Dodgers or the Yankees, these other teams are just have more to, the Orioles have a much deeper farm system.
That's what I'm saying. Their window of opportunity to win is way longer.
So yes and no, they have a better farm system, but if you're asking who should be more aggressive in the next 5 days, to me, Cody, it's the Orioles. They're already in first in their division. Two, Corbin Burns, the Orioles, is probably not back with them next year. To me, they got it. They have this group, and they're playing.
Next year in baseball could be a more desperate year.
Yeah,
I understand. I'm saying it might be you only have these 2 years, so you might need to be aggressive in both. I'm not limiting it to this year or next year, because if I thought the window was 5 years, Gold, if three of the five of their rotation members were guys who had just gotten up in the league in the last 2 or 3 years and still had 3 years of control, and I'm like, okay. I mean, take your time. What's the rush? Plenty more winning behind it. And there might be more winning behind this for the Royals. I hope that there is more winning behind this for the Royals. But because of the complete unknowns in the rotation, I feel like it becomes harder and harder and harder to predict that. I understand. But, you know, it kind of makes me want to be more aggressive. But again, the cost to buy currently is a bit prohibitive, which adds a whole other element to this conversation. I just think it's interesting when you start looking at what the Royals current window of opportunity is. I'd love for it to just be, it doesn't work this way in baseball, because if it did, then it would be the entire length of Bobby Witt Jr.'s contract as their window. Baseball doesn't work like that. You can't just have a star and be like, we're good, because we saw that the rotation is what actually makes the difference here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.